All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to AYC, Architect Conversations. We got some more interns. We didn't even intro the last ones. It was just like, good luck if you know who Colin and Tyler, and Tyler are.
We'll put it in the title.
The last one, we just jumped in on a game of Clash. We recorded.
No, and so y'all actually did that.
So you can go ask your boyfriend who won.
Yeah.
You can go ask him.
Yes.
I'm sure he'll be
psyched. I bet it was you, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. So
it was,
who am I talking to?
Addie.
Okay.
And Maddie.
The one with bad feet? Maddie. All right. Hello. The people on audio, they won't disbelieve me. They'll think it's true. Easy question. We're going to start off real light.
Okay.
Who deserves to go to hell?
Okay. All right.
And what does it take?
That's deep. Are we being serious?
Actually, I want to see if you can give me that answer.
I'm not going
to. Was that the right question? Did I ask the wrong question?
I don't even know what this is. I don't even know what to say. I don't think anyone deserves it.
No one deserves it?
No.
Everyone deserves it.
Does everyone deserve it?
Yeah.
I guess.
Do you know there actually is a real answer to that question?
All of us.
Can tell you.
So everyone deserves to go to hell based on scripture because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But, that's where Jesus comes in. And but, here's the easy part, is everyone can receive Jesus. Open to everyone. It's free. Not everyone will choose to do so. So
here we go.
There's your split.
We just end the podcast there.
And that's
you got
over.
What you needed.
In peace.
And Addie doesn't have a fifth toe. What?
I do.
Her pinky toe's missing.
No, you just can't see it.
Audio. No one's going to believe you.
You can see it.
Okay, so what do you think?
I'm scared.
I know. I don't know what to expect.
We last night, Nate, I have to fill you in. So last night at the interns over, we have something traditionally called fam dinner at the interns. We talked about, wait for it, our elements from Avatar. Here it is.
Oh, did we really?
Based on personalities. Yes.
I want to know where everybody landed.
Hold on. Yeah, do you want to know?
I want to know where everyone landed.
He wrote on a napkin.
Got right here. Someone's
like, do you remember your own?
Yes.
Okay. And was this like self-prescribed? Like you decided it for yourself?
I think it was both. What? You decided it? And then like,
yeah,
I had them try
to pick themselves.
Okay.
And then I had them pick staff.
We're completely opposite.
Yeah, okay.
I had them pick staff.
Oh,
and
really?
And then I picked staff, what I actually think.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm interested to hear the differences between those.
There is someone listening to this episode going, dear God, another Avatar.
Another Avatar The Last Airbender.
It's okay.
Episode.
It's okay. You're listening to a podcast. Relax, dude. Just mow the lawn.
We'll do the next like 5 minutes. It's fine.
All right. So Nadia, this is what intern said.
Okay, yeah, okay.
This is what
Nadia would be a waterbender.
Okay.
Austin, an earthbender.
Okay.
Nate, an airbender.
Okay.
Only because you had like
four daughters.
No explanation.
No explanation.
Okay.
Mike's an earthbender. Aaron, airbender. Dylan, earthbender. Erica, waterbender.
No firebenders?
No firebenders.
Okay.
Which I thought.
Which might be, I would actually, based on.
I would put you as a firebender for sure.
I'm the closest, but I'm not seen from other mentors and people in my life, I'm not seen as this like aggressively outgoing in your face kind of guy.
Right.
But I am known to be a bit very direct.
And do you care about your honor?
I have a very high price for loyalty.
Oh, there you go.
Very high price for loyalty. As in like when like okay. I really
right.
No, do you guys even know what that means?
Like,
what do you think I just said?
Price for loyalty?
Like what do you mean price?
As in I value it very high.
Okay.
It means a lot to me that people are loyal.
Okay.
So when trust is broken, it hurts really, really bad. And so but I like it when people say, hey, I'm gonna do this, and they do it.
Okay, yeah.
Like they so there's integrity and loyalty are very very, very high value for me. So that was their take on staff.
Okay.
I did some corrections.
Okay.
Of what I
like the way you phrased that.
Yeah. I agreed that Nadia was water probably because she can be, she doesn't like conflict, but she will go there if needed. And water's kind of, can be there.
Okay.
Austin is not earth.
And ethnicity wise, she would fit into,
100%.
I guess all of them.
Yeah,
technically. technically all of them.
All of them. Austin is not an earth.
Yeah.
Austin's air.
I think so.
Austin's
yeah, that's
heir.
Probably where
Austin's
I put him. Yeah.
Mr. Optimistic of the team.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's probably where I put him.
And Mr. Support You, he's heir. You are not heir.
No.
Okay. I still think differently.
You are not heir. I put you as water.
Yes.
Because you are seen as the softer touch than I am out of the two youth pastors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
but yeah. You do handle conflict. You will handle conflict.
Yeah. I'll turn that
you,
water
and
into
you
ice
will,
real fast.
Yeah, you
real,
will go
real
there.
Quick.
So
yeah.
Water. I agreed with Earth. Said most likely I'm probably
for
Earth.
You.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not fire, it's
if it's
Earth,
not
for
fire,
sure.
It's Earth. Yeah. But if everyone had to be, if we had to have every element represented,
right,
then
right.
It would probably be fire. Aaron, I said is water. I said she's not air. You would think she's air.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she is a tough cookie for sure. So I would say water. Dylan, I had a hard time.
Yeah.
Dylan is not air.
I think he's earth.
He's earth.
Yeah.
He's earth. So they were right there. And then Erica, they said is water. I said she was air.
Okay.
So, because Erica is totally go with the flow, but she's totally like nice and supportive. Yeah, both our optimists are our newest staff members. We have two here.
Well, you seem like you wanted to defend.
Yeah, because I was like, you have four daughters.
What does that have to do with being an airbender, though?
No, I think that like you have like your fire.
You
like,
think I'm
like your fire moments?
No. Just... Like I think that he was like the fire dude or whatever.
Because, I'm a firebender because I have four daughters.
Because you have four daughters.
That's an interesting way of how you view a dad of daughters, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Is it not? Like,
well, name me one good father that was a firebender.
She's like, I don't even couldn't even name you one,
couldn't name you,
one
like,
firebender at all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, because even Iroh, was he a good father?
Okay, see, let's not get into
I
the
don't
names.
Think so.
Because
what
was
a good uncle.
Yes.
So he was a good father figure.
Figure, but not
but he did
because
lose his
son died in battle.
Dude,
and there's the whole.
Madness Priest tracking with us.
So what,
right?
Matt, do you think Iroh would have been a good father, or do you think maybe he changed?
No,
like,
I'd.
He changed because there's that whole episode where he regrets losing his.
Yes.
I have no idea
great
what
episode.
Talking about
yeah.
right now.
Great
I just
episode.
Need everyone
that
to
one actually changed my opinion
about
the show. I was like, okay, they're cooking here. All right, so let's get into the interns.
Okay, let's go.
The interns.
Did they give themselves ones?
They tried.
We tried at first, and then
we didn't. I didn't really understand it.
No. They mix it with self-loathing, and they're not going to be able.
All right.
Okay.
So Izzy, I put his air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tyler's earth.
Milkman, because
he can just be a little stubborn. So I'm like, yeah, and he's very direct. Like,
yeah,
he's very honest about his Lake Creek passions.
Dude, bro, that gotta die at some point.
Come on, God.
I think it will. So it's not going to.
Let him be. Bree is water.
Okay,
she's more full because the only reason why she wouldn't be air is because I noticed she does have a hard no. Like she does have like a no to her. Being like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna eat chicken ever.
Yeah. What about Earth though? Because she kind of gives me Toph vibes a little bit.
But she's quieter.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I think water, you can be strong and silent kind of type.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Maybe not enjoy conflict, but absolutely willing to handle it.
Okay.
So, Zach is air. 1,000%.
Yeah.
Zach is Zach's our handsome airbender.
Yeah. And now that he shaved his head too,
I don't know.
It lines up.
I don't know. I hear some opinions on that shaved head, but still got that smile on my right.
Zach.
Colin has water.
Yeah.
Keelan, water.
What? I thought.
What do you think?
Keelan's not fire.
Oh, did we decide that last night that it wasn't fire?
He can have a fire, but he's not fire.
It means he's not fire. Fire's fire all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there are only two firebenders in the intern group.
I can name you the two right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Present.
So Chandler is fire.
Yes.
He even tried to debate this, and I said,
He's approaching lightning bending territory.
Yeah. That's what Colin said. He was like, lightning bending.
Yeah.
This
he's approaching
thing.
Pure destruction. He's fire.
He's approaching Azula mentality.
He's fire, but thinks he's water.
Yes.
So he's like, why is it burning?
Yeah.
Why is it burning? Yep. Like, because you're fire. Maddie. I put you as water. I would have put you as air, but I think the reason why I put you as water is because you will lead a group. Like, you will go through the crap of a group and lead it. Mm. So I just think you discount yourself sometimes. So you could be air, but you are water.
Agree.
We did this like, we did like Marvel characters.
Dude,
we
went through so many.
That one actually, yeah. I got in their heads on that one.
Really?
I got in their
mine,
heads
mine's
on a few
pretty
of
accurate.
Them. Yours was Gamora.
Yeah.
Addie's was
I could see right that.
Yeah, aggressive, that. Very passionate about the okay. people she loves.
Yeah.
Maybe too willing to fight sometimes, but always appreciate it.
I got you.
Present.
I could see that.
Maddie
was Elena.
Was Elena.
Natasha's
Black Widow's sister.
Sister.
From Thunderbolts.
Oh.
Because she's emotional.
Okay.
But is strong.
I've only seen her. I haven't seen Thunderbolts, so I've only seen
you'll
that
like
character in Black Widow.
You'll like it.
Yeah.
My most controversial takes is I changed it with Colin. I had to kind of convince him. It was, there was a third Captain America when I changed it to Bucky. Because Bucky has something to prove. He has like good qualities, but he's
right.
kind of like the guy.
Yeah.
The second guy, but also kind of a bit of a loner at times. So.
Yeah.
And maybe has a bit of a chip on his shoulder.
Would that have made Dom Captain America? Then?
That the problem.
Oh
is,
my
I was when I thought of Dom, I was like, Dom is not Captain America.
No, no way.
Although I said Chandler's John Walker.
Ooh, okay.
I said Chandler. He did not like it, but yeah. I actually gave him a solid defense of why he was John Walker.
Dang, you're pulling the deep cuts.
Ant-Man.
That
was Zach. And I think Groot. I think he
Groot.
Got Groot.
I am Groot.
Groot,
yeah.
Okay.
Groot, and then Keelan got Killmonger.
From Black Panther.
It's a race thing, isn't it?
No. Get out of here. Keelan got Killmonger. Tyler, I went between. He wanted a different one, so I gave him Star-Lord.
Because
sometimes
wanted
he says things. He says things where it's like, dear God, why? Izzy got Jane.
Okay. From
Thor.
Thor Love.
Oh,
and Thunder. Yeah.
Oh, like
the Love and Thunder
gotcha.
Version.
Natalie Portman's. Yeah. Gotcha.
He got Jane, and then Brie got Black Widow. So
okay.
he went into.
Did you do Staff?
I did do Staff.
Let's hear it.
You're not gonna like the first one.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
You're gonna come in with hot takes. Based on physical appearance, Captain America is Austin.
Yeah.
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 OG
for
Captain
sure.
America.
And honestly, personality too it makes.
Everyone
sense.
Agreed unanimously that you were Doctor Strange.
Yes.
what?
Yeah, it came in hot
Yay.
And fast.
Really? Why?
That was like the first thing.
It's probably
thing.
It's part of the DM thing, and you like strategy a lot. So
okay,
and yeah.
Because I play Dungeons and Dragons.
I think that's
Doctor Strange. Man, I need to reevaluate how these interns
the
view me.
Because we
the
know
guy
you're,
named
cause
Doctor Strange.
Because we know you're actually casting spells.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. Dylan was Hawkeye.
okay.
Colin made a funny pull, and he said Aaron was Wong. That's the assistant to Doctor Strange. The Asian guy who, like, reads all the books and is, like, the accountant.
That's, wow.
I mean, I was
okay.
like, okay. I mean, I kind of liked it, though. I was like, there's something there.
Okay.
Erica didn't even get anyone with superpowers. She got MJ.
MJ.
Just Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
Zendaya.
Yes. And then Nadia got... I think she got Pepper.
Okay.
Potts.
Okay.
And then I got Iron Man.
Okay.
And then I
of
didn't
of course
pick
you got Iron Man.
I did not pick Iron Man.
You gave yourself Iron
personally,
Man.
Personally, I agree more with Captain America. But I understand with some of the things that I say out of my mouth and the being from the Woodlands, I was probably gonna fit the Iron Man. Category. But I know we have entertained y'all so much in the last 10 minutes.
Yes.
And all the listeners.
Present.
Well, okay. Riddle me this.
Batman.
I'm trying not to ask you too much of an uncomfortable question, but it's too easy.
All right.
Having your siblings in youth group, is that easy?
No.
Mm.
Absolutely not. It depends. I mean, mine are like...
You've had a lot
of
them.
Yeah.
You had all
There's
of them.
There's three.
You had all of them.
Yeah, I had
point.
All of them at some point where we're all in the youth group. Were we?
There was, I think, one point.
Yeah, because Strong was an intern.
Mm-hmm.
And Braun was in move up. So,
that's true. So, Maddie, why don't you go first?
Yeah.
Why would you say it's been difficult?
It honestly might just be the age that he's at, though.
We love Mark, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Mark him. The third. I just want more for him sometimes.
Yeah.
And I feel like that I'm trying my best to push him, but you can only like, I think I've pushed him too much to where he's like, he loves coming here and all, but like he doesn't think that like he's gonna get anything out of it, if that makes sense.
Interesting.
Like, or like that's what I noticed. He hasn't said that. It's just that's what I've noticed with like.
So he's enjoyed something we didn't know quite.
He doesn't know quite yet. What? And I think that he's had some distractions, maybe pulling him away.
Yeah. Usually with guys, it's girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Typically.
Yeah. Like so I just yes. I
90% of the time, like the youth group distraction. What about you? You've had so many siblings. All very different experiences in this youth group and different youth pastors.
Yeah.
At a point.
It's kind of weird because like Starling, I'm like now she's just they're both serving. Starling serving, Roman's on worship, and now it's just like Braun. So it's like during teams now, it's like, okay, I'm like now I only have to worry about going against Braun. If that makes sense. Yeah. But I'm like, so I'm an intern, so I'm like now I'm leaving, so then it's just gonna be him.
Yeah, he's gonna have the only Fullerton
that'll
since your
be
sister.
So weird.
Since Star, truly have like his own.
All the glory.
His own time. Right. All the glory.
All the glory.
Honestly, just Braun sounds like a Disney Channel show.
Just Braun.
It's just Braun. Yeah. And it's about
the wand.
About Braun being the only Fuller in
our youth. Oh,
I think that'll be so weird.
Well, I think y'all just all the three oldest, y'all have all had a very different experience in our youth. All varying degrees of goods and bads.
Yeah.
And no one came out like where it all sucked and there was nothing good about it.
Yeah.
No one came out where it was all good and I never had any problems. I asked that question because of this. As a youth pastor, I've noticed something very interesting. When a girl gets connected in the youth group and she brings her brother, most of the time, the brother will not stay because he in his life is not looking for the same things as she is. And so maybe some of the same reasons she's connected, she's trying to connect the brother with, and he's just looking for something different. When a girl comes and she tries to bring her brother, or when a guy comes and tries to bring his sister, sometimes the girl will stay around a little bit. Sometimes she'll, if she finds girls she connects with. If she finds girls connected, she will not even talk to that dude. Like, they will not be in the vicinity of each other. She will just kind of separate out, maybe give him a hug later. But I've noticed the brother will not necessarily go find guys.
Yes.
So unless the sister like gets him plugged in with dudes, that guy does not come back. And I've noticed that trend. Same kind of with exes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some like you give them maybe like a year or 6 months later, maybe one will come back because they feel like enough time has passed. Only once have I seen an ex be defiant and not leave and just be like, I have my own friends here. I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving. You're leaving.
But even just in church in general, sometimes when you connect with the Lord here, the people you love in your life, they still need to find their own way. And so it's not going to connect the same for them. And if you try to present it the same, I don't think it necessarily works. I think it's like, how are you going to connect with the Lord? I think this is a place for you to do it, but you're going to have to find your own version of that.
Yeah.
Because what I want out of this place is not the same. We had a staff pastor, Chris Fox. He got super plugged into youth group, loved it. Youth pastor poured into him. His brother, younger brother, 2 years younger than him, like didn't. No connection, didn't care. But also what he was expecting, what he wanted was so different. So different. So everyone has varying degrees of like, of their experience and their time in a youth group. And I feel for siblings because it's not the same experience for both or for all of them. They all have very different experiences.
Yeah.
With it, and you just pray that the Lord connects and they stay with church.
Do you think like if a girl shows up, she doesn't know anybody, and a boy shows up, they don't know anybody, which one do you think is easier to get connected and plugged in, the girl or the boy?
The guy. Yeah, okay. I would have to agree with that.
Really?
Too. Only just because sports. Like, they're going to go play basketball on the court together.
Okay.
And then
with girls. So you think maybe activity at least.
Yeah.
Gives that.
Activity will at least kind of like hold over the awkwardness.
Yes, for sure.
I will say the basketball court is 99% guys.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, when I first came back, I was not sitting with Addie because I was so scared. Yeah. Like, I would sit with my brother, and then my brother was eventually leaving me, and then I was sitting by myself. And then she shot me a text and was like, what are you doing by yourself?
Why are you sitting by yourself?
I don't know what I was even thinking. It was just something about, like, I feel like sometimes it can be hard to connect with girls who, like, have been in a clique, this whole church group, and then you just feel like that you're, like, stepping in. But
it takes receptivity from the girls to be like Jesus, to receive someone new. That's not like them. And it takes risk on the other person to be like, I'm going to have to get outside my insecurities and just try to make some friends, which most people don't want to do. But it's the only way like we get to progress. And sometimes you meet some of the best people ever that way is when you move past your insecurities and you go, you know what? I'm practically in cold sweats, but I'm going to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to figure this out. Yeah, girls seem to, I will say that when they find a girl group, they're more loyal than the guys.
Yeah, they're more locked
in. When girls find a girl group, they lock in hard. And the guys, it's a little more fickle. They can find a guy group, but then they get a little distracted and they got stuff going on. And guys, I've noticed, were always pulling dudes. Mm-hmm. I don't have to recruit girls.
Yeah.
For anything.
No.
Yeah, I mean, y'all saw our junior high numbers, you know.
We don't.
We're like two-thirds junior high girls. You guys come in, you're like, girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're coming.
The guys are like, I don't know. I'm like, you should come. Okay. Like, you have anything going on? I don't know. Let me check. I don't think so. You can come or like, you're going to get, it's a different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different side. Have you enjoyed having female staff? Do you think that makes a difference?
Yes.
For a youth ministry?
Yes.
What is it like on your end? Because it's hard from a male to feed.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
It is the worst time in history to be a male youth pastor talking to a female student. Mm. It is.
Well, that's also awkward for like the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's awkward for everyone around.
It's a lose for everybody.
Yeah. Everyone feels like we're losing. I'm like, we have a camera, right? Like, am I going to get sued for just saying hi? Like, what's up? And like, a stranger.
Yeah.
What do you think the benefit is to have girl staff?
More comfortable. Yeah. Like. Mm. If you were new to the ARC or whatever church, I think having like, imagine walking in and seeing like straight like male staff. Like it's like, it's very like, ooh, like.
All right.
You know, like, I feel like it's a little bit more like.
It's more intimidating.
Scriptural? No. Kidding.
Okay. Like, I don't know. Okay. Like, it's just, it's more like welcoming. And then like, personally, like having like. Almost like another mother figure, I guess, like, if that makes sense. Like, most of the staff has been another mother figure that I can go and talk about anything with.
Do you feel like you sought that out? Like, the relationship that you have with the girl staff, do you feel like that's something you sought out, or do you feel like they more took the initiative and found you?
Can I say both?
Sure.
Like, I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I like both ways.
Yeah.
Both? Can I say both?
Yeah.
Totally. I think it's kind of like, if you need help, like, they're going to be there regardless. Mm. And they realize it. So it's like, they pull you in even tighter, which is like, helps.
Yeah, totally.
It's like a cushion.
Do you think students look for parents in their youth pastors?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
Why?
Because obviously, no one's parents perfect, but they're looking for some type of comfort outside of a house.
Hmm.
And they know that y'all have kids. And they're, like, they're older, so they're looking up to y'all, and it's like a, I don't know.
I do think the kids thing makes it different because I never, when I was in my 20s with teenagers, I'm like,
it's night. We had
some
dudes
trying to do the father role at like 22,
23. What's that?
I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, scripture talks about spiritual fathers and mothers, really just spiritual fathers. But there's more emphasis on brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm not a dad. Like, it didn't feel right for me to play the dad in this situation. As I get older, I'm very sensitive to the fact that we have a lot of parents that try, a lot of dads that are really active. So I never take that role or say that title. But I know I have moments where I'm like, I need to put my dad hat on and handle this like a
dad hat,
like
dad
a dad switch. And handle this like a dad and look at a young girl and say, love you. I could say all these nice things about you, but until you believe Jesus, you're not going to listen to me. Mm-hmm. And or one of my favorite things is you should not be with that guy.
No one's told you this, so you can't, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, you can't change him.
Yeah.
You can't change him. You shouldn't be with that guy, and he doesn't determine your value. And stuff like that is different at my age now than when I was saying when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was more older brother, like just hanging out. And then I kind of moved in like an uncle. I was like fun uncle.
The unk.
Yeah. And then now it's kind of like as I get older and my kids get older, now it is more a little more dad role. I never wanted to be put in that role. I just recognize students look for it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot. And it has been tricky to navigate, but I recognize that there are times where I'm like, okay, I got to just be a dad in this situation. And help. But that is interesting because you guys said immediately yes.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily look for that in my youth pastor on my end.
Hmm.
I just wanted him to show us attention. He was a very good preacher. Mm-hmm. He was just kind of aloof.
Aloof?
Aloof.
Crazy.
Aloof. No, that's called vocabulary.
Aloof? I'm thinking of like a loofah. Y'all going to Whataburger?
That's
wild. I'm thinking
wild. Of a loofah right that's now. That's crazy. Y'all got words? A loofah?
That's what I was thinking.
No.
Aloof. No, it means like, you're loofah, not, like you're not like paying attention. Not paying you're kind of like head in the clouds. Like,
oh, okay.
You know. He was like, he was like straight up preaching. Like you wouldn't see him pre-service.
Oh. Oh, so he's a ghost and then he pops up. And it's like,
yeah.
Oh,
so it's like 5 minutes before pre-service, he'd show up.
That's weird.
And then he'd come in.
That's awkward.
Brother could preach. God anointed him to speak.
Yeah.
And he'd kind of stay a little bit after and that's it. Hmm. Like we didn't have any serving opportunities. We didn't have a core group.
There really was no relationship.
No, he just wasn't really around. He's a nice guy. He just went around. So I didn't really look for a dad. Hmm. I think I just looked for support.
Yeah.
I'm like... Well, but in some people, different. They want the kind of support not that a friend's going to give. Yeah. I need older adult support that's not going to talk to me necessarily like a coach. Because coaches have a place in people's lives, sometimes terrible place.
Yeah.
Sometimes too deep of a place in someone's life.
Yeah.
But the reason coaches have impact because people actually want correction and to get better. And people want support. They want somebody to believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
And as a pastor, we play this kind of odd role where we do bring correction and support and believe in people, but we take it from a spiritual aspect, so it's just different. And
the end goal is us to hopefully long-term push them to the Lord.
Yes.
You know, not continue to hold on to them.
No.
You know, so that's the difference.
I'm
like, you know?
I'm not your youth. I was your youth pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you, support you, but you are now like you've always been technically under Alan, but like that is now the pastor in which you need to be discipled. It might be from distance. It still is.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had like a ton of disciples. They weren't necessarily all close to him, like the 12, but they were still disciples. They're still learners. And so now it's like I kind of take a different role where I'm kind of like, you go off and away, and I'm like the family member that stays in the town. And every time you go by the town,
and you see him for Thanksgiving, Christmas.
You're welcome home, you get a meal, like it's all good. Home's always welcome. And so, but I will say that transition's never been fun. I've never enjoyed it. Every year it gets harder and harder because I'm used to seeing like y'all's faces. I'm used to Wednesdays, I go. Addie's going to show up, and it's going to be nice to see Addie there. And even if she was mad I didn't have socks on and my toes were showing.
As mine are out today.
And yeah, we're growing.
We are growing.
But like part
from
of
shoes
like,
to sandals.
Yeah, part of youth ministry is like we're so temporary in their lives.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to make as most impact as possible, guided by the Holy Spirit, what to say, when to do it. And we make mistakes. But I will say the tough part is like we are the family that the relationship chains when you graduate. We always love you, always support you, we're always here for you. But it's different now. Now you're an adult. So now we have to have adult conversations in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And you're making more of your decisions. And I can't set you in a group and I can't put you in a service and I can't place you in a thing that's going to encourage you. You're going to have to start making decisions yourself. Mm-hmm. So that relationship changes. But I will say, when August hits and like the graduated seniors and the interns go, bro.
August 6th, August 7th.
August is tough for me because the faces I'm used to talking to are gone now. And the longer I do youth ministry, the more people I know that start to go. And so then I'm like, got gray hair and I got this young crew and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been here for 5 years. And so it'll be bittersweet, but it's good. It's good. All right. Last thing, then we're done real quick. We can't do the superhero question because we already did that. Can't do the Avatar question. We already did that. I need you all to tell me your favorite snack at this moment right now.
White cheddar Cheez-Its.
Oh my gosh.
Why? Why, man?
They're just the flavor. White like cheddar Cheez-Its. It punches your mouth. Like, it is good. And you can snack on the whole box.
I don't think I want my snack to abuse me while I'm eating it.
It depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
It's a perfect like morning snack, lunch snack, dinner snack. You can eat it any time of the day. Yes. You can eat it any time of the day.
I don't know that I've ever had a Cheez-It before.
Are you getting
like
2 hours of sleep?
No.
I'm gonna have this Parmesan Cheez-It in the morning. Ew.
I will always have a box on my nightstand.
Oh,
that's
okay. Dang. Okay. So
hold
we
up.
Just intern-
we're not talking favorite snack.
Yeah, we're
talking like
we're talking
cheese
lifestyle.
Calling. We're talking like Big Cheez-It has actually incorporated into her brain.
Yeah, this is a lifestyle.
This is a lifestyle.
Yeah. This is not a snack.
This is like I'm also addicted to Diet Coke. Yeah. Like Diet Coke and white
cheddar
Cheez-Its.
Part of your personality.
Yeah,
I love white cheddar Cheez-Its.
White cheddar
Cheez-Its. I will be bringing them on mission trip.
White cheddar or the Parmesan ones?
White cheddar, not the Parmesan
That's
ones.
So okay.
They're different.
I like the white cheddar ones. I don't know if I'm gonna put it next.
It's
to
not even
my
on the list.
Bed. I mean, like,
I might try it. And then first thing I wake up, handful of Cheez-Its.
Yeah,
like
you can't even breathe. Just
before I do anything in the morning, I'm like, I'm gonna let the Cheez-Its talk. And just throw back some white cheddar.
Still in bed, like getting crumbs on my sheets.
Yeah,
like,
I'm gonna let the Cheez-Its talk.
I want to experience that. I want to see what that experience is like.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Y'all are missing out. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all need some white cheddar Cheez-Its.
You're like, hey, Noah, make this better. Some white cheddar Cheez-Its.
Okay,
it's like it's 8 in the morning.
I like Dots pretzels.
Okay.
Okay. What
flavor?
The original.
Oh, okay.
The original. Okay.
That's OG. Good.
Do you have anything with the Dots pretzels?
No.
Or are you like I can cruise through a Costco bag size of Dots pretzels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are really good.
I think we all
can. You don't have them on your bedside table, though?
No, they're on my bedside.
Yeah, what time of the day would you say is appropriate to start eating Dots pretzels?
9 a.m. Like 3 to 5.
Three to five. Okay.
Yeah, it's like
I've
after,
eaten them much earlier than you.
After
but yeah.
lunch is like, and then
see
later
the fact that you
day.
Have a schedule for your snack though. That's the problem.
That's what makes it a snack.
That's what makes it a snack, though.
Snack time.
Maddie.
A snack.
What is the definition of a snack?
Not a meal.
You're like, look, Cheez-It believes you can eat at any time.
At any time.
Cheez-It told me I can eat it at any time.
Is that not what a snack is? Eating like a little like
there is
in
snack
between
time
in between meals.
What I don't think snacks were intended for is pre-breakfast.
In between dinner and
breakfast
you have a
in between
snack.
Dinner and breakfast. Yeah, that's also called lunch. But
wait, what?
Breakfast literally means to break the fast, which means you were fasting because you were sleeping and not eating. So you're breaking the fast by eating food. So having a pre-breakfast snack is actually called having white cheddar Cheez-Its for breakfast. You're like,
that's breakfast.
Can I have a Pop-Tart or can I smash some Cheez-Its, right?
Yeah.
Well, usually Cheez-Its are my breakfast. In cereal form. You put it in a bowl with some milk.
That,
actually?
You know, Manny, there's
no way. There are, I mean, for real.
There
Madison,
are,
no, please no.
Stop.
Okay,
no.
So that's our she next punishment
I,
is
yeah,
going to be
I think
cheese
we just
cereal.
Figured out one of our interns would be going to Johnny B. Dalton's on the weekends and apparently the weekdays.
There, yeah.
Good. Because you, who else casually eats Cheez-Its in the morning unless you've been up all night?
I don't. I get good sleep. I get a good like 8 hours.
You get 8 hours and you say...
No.
Cheese it now.
White cheddar
I've
cheese
gone
it now.
8 hours since eating cheese.
I bet she drinks orange juice and then brushes her teeth.
That's
immediately.
It. I don't drink orange juice. It's apple juice.
Yeah.
It's apple juice. And I don't like orange juice.
Do you drink apple juice?
Apple
your stomach hates you.
I mean, it is hurting
just
all
a
the
glass
time.
It's hurting all
it's
the
hurting
time.
All the time.
I wonder
stomach.
Why.
Yeah.
God.
I have Tums in my car. I
gosh,
have
I feel
Pepto
like I need Tums right now.
Yeah,
like just listening.
I'm getting acid in my stomach as we
just
speak.
Thinking
I'm
about
just
it.
Listen. Just like I wash it down in a cold glass.
So
of
can
milk.
We do like a Cheez-Its like cereal punishment?
That's disgusting.
That's actually
no,
not
actually.
A bad idea.
You sound far too excited for that. So we're gonna close on this.
All right, everybody.
It's not
thanks.
Punishment if you enjoy it. All right.
Save
well,
me.
That went, of course, everywhere.
Yeah.
Welcome to AYC. We're glad you're here, but goodbye.